You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 50.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Carolyn Cooper. Carolyn is a gifted energy healing practitioner, trainer, speaker, and author. As founder and CEO of Simply Healed, she teaches unique and leading-edge intuitive and vibrational healing. This type of healing can release doubts, fears, and even ancestral energetic DNA patterns that can hold us back from being our best selves. Carolyn believes we all have the ability to learn to heal ourselves and others and has demystified the process. Carolyn, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly. I'm super excited to be here.
Fantastic. So I love the idea of being able to heal ourselves. How did you start down that path? What is your life's journey that took you to creating Simply Healed?
Ooh, good question. I honestly think it's in my blood. I was born with it. I always wanted to do something in the healing field, but I didn't know what it was. My father was a chiropractor. I was raised in the 60s and 70s. My grandparents owned a vitamin store. I mean, I always like health and fitness and how the body and the mind work together. It was always just so natural and normal for me to understand all of that. But the words energy healing, I had never heard those. I mean, that wasn't a normal thing when I was growing up. I remember in college just taking all sorts of classes, a kind of seeking for what is it? What is it that's going to ring my bell? I knew there was something, but they didn't have classes in energy healing. That's why I could never find what I was looking for. And it was years later. I mean, I'd read like every self-help book and motivational book and listened to all the speakers and everything that I could get my hands on. And way down the road, years later, when I had like four children, I have five now, but I had four at the time. And one of my friends had been really sick and she started getting better and better and better. And I'm like, hey, what's going on with you? And so she hesitantly told me about that she'd been seeing an energy healer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's it. There's someone in our city that does that. Who is it? Where? Teach me, you know? So I found some different people and different classes from there. And yeah, really, I just started working on friends and family with great results. And it just clicked for me. I'm like, this is it. I finally found what my guts were trying to lead me to, but I didn't have it, you know, in tangible yet. I didn't know what it was or how to find it. And anyway, so when I found out about energy healing, I'm like, yeah, this is it. And that was almost 20 years ago. So I've been doing it ever since and build a business from it. Who knew?
That's fantastic. That's incredible that at least for 20 years, you've known what your calling is. Instead of some of us, it takes us a while longer to figure that out. So
What were the turning points and the steps to go from, okay, I love this energy healing, I can do this, I'm helping family and friends, to really turning it into a business and growing it?
I think when I, well, when I started out, I didn't really charge people money. I'm like, oh, I think I could help you with that. You've got something going on in your relationship, or you're having trouble with finances, or, oh, you probably just have some mental blocks about that. Oh, you've got some emotional upset from a past experience about that. Oh yeah, I can, like, it was just easy for me. There aren't a lot of things in my life that are super easy. You know, like, I don't cook and I don't sing and I don't do, you know, things that other people have all these talents, but this, I went, oh, this is easy and natural for me. So I luckily kind of finally found that groove for me. And pretty much people started saying to me, you should do this for a career. You should do this for a living. You should charge money for this. And I agreed with them. And so I did start charging money. But see, back then it wasn't, I don't know when the internet came out. I know I didn't have a computer at my house at the time. And I didn't know of other people, really, just a few people that I had taken classes from and things like that. But it wasn't, you know, now you can Google energy healing and get, I don't know how many million hits or more. But back then, you know, I'm like, I don't know. Can I do this as a business? People think it's kind of weird. How will I ever articulate what I do? And most of my marketing, everything's word of mouth and law of attraction for me. So I just had the faith and went, okay, I'm going to do it. If people find it that useful in their life, let me just start this. I was a fitness instructor for like 20 years. So I did fitness and I also taught Tai Chi. And so I had created a DVD series of Tai Chi videos. Notice I say videos, not DVDs. This was way back. I still have the DVDs and they still are good sellers. I keep thinking, I need to maybe close those out, but I keep having to reorder batches because people keep ordering them. It's like, okay.
That's a nice problem to have.
Yeah. Well, Tai Chi never goes out of style. You know, it's always, anyway, it's a really cool thing. So I actually already had a website where I was selling my Tai Chi DVDs and, you know, learning the whole, oh, you have to market this thing. I just thought I'd put up my, hey, Tai Chi videos for sale here, and that people would flock to me. Oh yeah. I guess a lot of entrepreneurs do that. And then you find out, oh, you have to market. Oh, you have to actually get the word out about it. So I already had that website, and about the same time I was teaching fitness classes out at a destination spa that's near me. And we had people from all over the country come every week. And so I'd been teaching Tai Chi and fitness classes there. And the boss said, you do some energy healing stuff, right? And I said, yeah. And she said, why don't you teach a little lecture out here once a month or once a week on that and see if the guest would like to have private sessions with you? And I'm like, sweet. Okay. Yeah. Why don't I? So I did that for many years. I had to quit a few years back because my business was growing so quickly. I was spread too thin. I couldn't do it all. But so yeah, I started doing, I love speaking. I love seeing the whites of people's eyes when I like being personal with people and being in the same room with people when I'm teaching and when I'm speaking. And I like seeing the ahas on their face and knowing that they're putting the dots together in their head while you're speaking. And it was fun because I taught a lecture called Energy Healing 101. And a lot of people had not heard of that at that time. And so that was fun for me. I liked teaching something new. And then they'd sign up with me for a private session at my office out there. And then they were fascinated that I could do this over the phone or over Skype. And so they'd go back home far away, wherever they lived, and tell their friends, wow, I went to this lady and she aligned my energy. And they'd tell their friends, and then their friends went, wow. And they'd call me for sessions. So that's really how I built my business, was just word of mouth. Is, you know, I just send it out to them. And so it kind of just was a natural progression for me. And not to say I didn't work hard, but when you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. You know, you like it. It's fun. And so, yeah, it just kind of kept progressing that way. And I kept having to, kind of expand to, okay, now what do I want to do with this?
That's fantastic. Again, when it's, you said, it's when it's supposed to be and it just happens. And yes, you're working hard and you're like, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. But when it does, you're like, wow, okay, I'm totally in the right space. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you did mention the internet a little bit there. So let's talk about the transition from speaking in front of people to now, I'm going to take a wild guess and assume you've created revenues for passive income over the internet. So what was the process of that?
Well, I'm not super techie. And so for me, I'm like, oh, no, I'm the kind of person that every time an upgrade or something comes out or a new product, a new something technology wise, and so many people are like, awesome, this is so cool, I'm the person going, oh crap, one more thing I have to learn, because I'm so right brained that it's a little bit trickier for me to have to do the technical side of things. So I've been, luckily I have some intuition and I've been able to hire the right people to help for me. So how I switch, I teach classes. I train people in what I do. I certify them in my Simply Healed method. So that's, people have asked me, oh, many, many, many times over the years, can you just put that on DVD? Can you do that online? Can you... And I haven't gone that way yet because it just intuitively doesn't feel right to me at this time. Not to say that I never will, but I still do live in-person classes and I love it. And people have come from other countries and everything to come to my classes. And I think, well, if people are coming, that's how I'm going to still stick with it. But I do have, I have a community online of my practitioners. I, of course, have, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of those. I'm not super great at that. I do have someone who helps me with social media. I mean, I enjoy it, but I'm not one of those people that is my main way of reaching people. Mostly it's through speaking gigs and like I've said before, just word of mouth, but I do have a presence in all those social media places. And I keep thinking, oh, I'm going to get, so I'm, going, I don't go on there every day or anything. I don't know what's normal for business owners. I don't know how many, I don't know if people go on there every day or a couple times a week or, I put little posts up.
It's amazing because it really is a huge range, and social media is that. It's like, the big gorilla in the room that everybody wants to ignore, but you can't ignore it. You need to be on it, but it gets so time consuming sometimes to be able to be everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my thing with it too. I'm like, oh, if I go on there, sometimes I look at the clock and say, wow, that's been an hour. A couple places. I put a few posts here and there. And of course I have I have my Twitter and my Facebook hooked up, so you post in one place and it automatically goes to the other. So that's a little bit of a time saver.
Yeah. Well, what would we do if we had to do everyone individually? It's like, wow. Yeah. But, and you were asking for the average, and I'll let my listeners know that there really is no average, but it depends on what your goal is and what you're trying to accomplish. And, I have clients that do anything from, like you do, like once every couple days to 10 times a day, 10, 12 times a day. And so they schedule everything up and they have a huge following. And there is definitely something to be said for posting more if you're trying to get more people involved. Because once you have that momentum, it's pretty impressive to see. But it has to be what you're comfortable with. Is what it boils down to. What are you actually going to do?
Yeah. That may be a goal of mine to get, to do that more often. But, and I have a newsletter that goes out, and I've had customers and clients say, I wish you'd send things out more often because I like to hear from you more. I send a monthly newsletter with a article in there that I try to always pick something that's very helpful for people. And it tells when my classes are, and it keeps people in the loop. And I do a monthly group session, so anybody can sign up for that group session, which is cool. I love technology for that because people from all over the world can join in. Years ago, you couldn't do things like that. Now it's just, it's so easy so I do use technology, but for me to write up a whole newsletter, it's I love writing, but I'm not a big blogger and newsletter kind of person. I kind of am surprised at my business success, actually.
I love it.
When I listen to other people and all these things they're doing, and I think, oh, wow, my business has just kind of grown organically. I think because I love what I do so much and I believe in what I do so much and I know that it's valuable for people. And so I just trust that the universe will, you know, that vibration will draw in and attract who I need or who needs what I have to get, you know, I trust in that magnetic way of doing business.
And you know what, it always does work too, doesn't it? As much as I think I get, I do marketing and that's what I do and help people do. And that works as well, hand in hand, especially when they're together, it works beautifully. But yeah, it's amazing how the universe just absolutely brings you what you need.
Yeah.
Pretty
So yeah, and I tell people, I do have a, believe it or not, I do have a business class for people who go through my course and then they want to become a certified Simply Healed practitioner and actually do it, you know, put up a shingle and do it as a healing business. I do have an online course for that to help them get started, you know, in the mind body business and have a healing practice as a business. So, you know, I do offer them the nuts and bolts and kind of the nitty gritty of, okay, here's what you need to do when you're first getting started and how to set up. And so, yeah, I like to help people get set up. It's more common nowadays to have a practice like this. When I first started doing it, people were like, how do I even explain what I do to people? but now it's a lot easier because the public is more aware about energy and emotions and mind, body, spirit, and all those things that used to almost be a barrier, it seemed like, for a lot of people, especially more business type people. But now everybody seems to be, there's such a change going on in the world and people are much more aware and much more open. So I think it's easier to talk to people about it and to market and to have people understand what you're talking about much easier than it was years ago.
Yeah, we really are at a tipping point where the consciousness level has risen and they know, they get it. It's like mind, body, spirit. Sometimes you get the weird look like, what?
Yeah.
You flip to heart-centered and they go, oh, okay, that I understand.
Yeah, yes, yes.
So what are the tips you give your clients that are taking your class and going to start their own business? What are some of your business tips for them?
You know, I was just talking to one of my practitioners yesterday, and she said she's hired this coach who is pretty much like hardcore marketing. And so, and she called me and was talking about it, and she said, I know you're really successful, but you're not hardcore marketing. How do you, it seems like such a difference from somebody's telling me this, but I'm watching you and you don't do it that way. My tips for people is you have to really know yourself, be self-aware and know what fits your personality. Like, don't try to force the river. Don't try to do things just because someone's telling you, you must do it this way. This is how people market. This is how you get out there. I've had a lot of people tell me things that, you know, some things I've tried and realized that does not really gel with me. And so if it doesn't gel with me, it's like I have weird energy on it, which is, I feel like blocking my business anyway. So, and sometimes we have to kind of tweak and clear things for ourselves so our personality does fit more with a traditional marketing style. But for me, I just tell my practitioners, do it how it fits your personality so that you will be joyful in what you do. If you're joyful in what you do, you can't help but be successful. If you feel like there's all these rules that you have to follow because that's what the guru business people are telling you have to do, that's where people get scared and worried and fearful that they're not doing it right. And, you know, I always just say, listen to your heart, learn, you know, read business books, hire a business coach if you need to, but always listen to your heart first. Let that be your guide on what to discard, which may not work for you, and what feels right that that you know that you can follow through on, and it feels like that will be a good fit for you. So I'm very, like I said, I'm very right-brained. I'm all about, you know, law of attraction, write it down. What do you want? Give your order to the universe, so to speak, you know, a manifestation list of this is how, not this is how I want it to look, because want is future, but this is what I have now. You write it in the present tense as if it has already happened, you know, and most people in this field already know how to do that. And they know about, you know, about being in gratitude and all of that and how that increases your business. But yeah, for me, I've just kind of followed my heart. And sometimes I feel like a loner, like, I don't think this is the way most people do it. But like, okay, this is how I fill my classes. People are always amazed that I usually teach about 6 courses a year, and they're full, which to full to me means between usually around 25 students. I like to keep my classes smaller like that. I like the personal feel. I love how they all become friends in the classes for life. And so I keep them, I don't know, between 20 and 30 people. How do you fill your classes? I don't do a ton of marketing. I've never written a long sales page. I've never had a sales conversation on the phone. What? This is what I do. I get a piece of notebook paper. I'm telling you, I'm very untraditional. And I write down the date of the class on the top. And then I number it down the side. And usually by the time I do this, I've already got, you know, 5, 6, 7 people paid and signed up for the course. But so I write down, you know, 1, Julie Jones, 2, Bob Bennett, or whatever their names are. I hope those aren't real people's names. Who are I'm making those up. But, you know, I write down the people who are already registered, and then I write the rest of the numbers on the page, 10, 11, 12, 13. I just number it down the page. And I intentionally send a little mental, energetic message out and just say, okay, whoever else needs to be in this class and needs this information, I've got your place here. I'm just saving your place here on this. And what happens? I don't know. The orders just start coming in. Most of the people in my classes, I do not know who they are. I've never spoken with them until I get to that class the first morning and I'm teaching the class. In fact, the first thing I do in my courses is I have everyone introduce themselves, because most of the time it's like, I don't know them. I haven't done private clients for a few years. I'm probably going to go back in the future because I miss that personal connection, but they're not private clients of mine. They've just been on my newsletter list for a while, or they've heard of my work, or they've been going to one of my practitioners. But pretty much I just write the numbers on the page. I tape it to my bookcase and I just watch it fill up over the next couple of weeks. So
that's fantastic. And you're not that unusual. Many of my guests that I interview have the same process. And, you know, it is that, with the combination of doing some of the traditional, but I know I do. I always, when I'm working with my clients, my question is, because I have all the ideas, I could do this, this, and this, but I always say, this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, how does that feel to you? I want to make sure that I'm not giving them something that they're like, ew, I don't want to do that. So I always like, I throw out my ideas and I have to catch myself and I'm like, how does that feel? Because if it doesn't feel right, they're going to be like, no. And then they're not going to do it.
Yeah, perfect.
And the goal is for them to be successful. So I want them to do what we're talking about, or they won't be successful. So yeah, absolutely. So what has been your greatest challenge with marketing? Since it does feel like you do a lot of law of attraction and using your energy, but has there been a specific marketing challenge that you've been faced with?
Well, I can't really think of one other than, you know, what I said earlier about I'm not super techno. I just hire people to do that. And as far as my numbers, my online business manager is great at keeping track and keeping me informed of those. I have an accountant that actually comes to my house every month and sits down with me, and we, you know, set goals and see where we are and all of that. But challenges with marketing, I think early on in my business, the challenge was for me to get past that things need to be done a certain way, and this is how people do this in business. And the challenge was just for me to say, wait a minute, I'm going to trust the way I do it. And I'm going to pull back a little bit and try doing it all, you know, vibrational marketing, or not all, but mostly, and do it that way and see if that works for me, because I know in my gut, I know it will work if I do it like that. And I think that belief in it is why it works so well for me too, and for many of your other guests. But yeah, nothing jumps up off the top of my head that's been a challenge, except just realizing, getting past the part early on in my business that I don't have to do it a certain way.
Fantastic. I love it. That's a great answer. It just comes to you, and that's fantastic. So, well, let's talk about your book. I know you have a book coming out. Let's talk about your book and the process that you're going to do to publish it, and what's it about, and everything else.
Okay. It's called Your Energy Speaks, and it is stories of transformation through energy healing. So I've done this work 20 years. I've done it professionally, like online, for, I don't know, 12 years maybe. I've been teaching my Simply Healed courses for about 10 years. So I have a lot of stories, as you can imagine. And I don't remember, part of the gift of doing this work is I don't carry everybody's stuff. I don't remember it. You know, I don't, unless they come back to me for a session and then they'll say, remember last time I was here and we talked about blah, blah, blah. And then the archive in my brain opens up and I'm like, oh yes, I'm with you. But normally, like a lot of stories, I wish I would have journaled more, because I've just had amazing things happen with clients. So the stories that I do remember and that were just super powerful for me, those stories are in the book. It's mostly a book for people who are just seeking out energy healing, or maybe they've gone the traditional route of healing and they're looking for something different, but they don't know very much about it. And they kind of want to see how it works for other people, and they want to learn more about how it all works. That's where I'm coming from. I had a little bit of a struggle when I was first writing the book, because most people in my genre write, if they have their own method of healing, they put it all in the book. Like they say, okay, this is exactly how you do what I do. And part of me wanted to do that, and part of me couldn't figure out how to make that so that people could do it and really get it, because it's a 4-day in-person class. And I didn't know how I could put all of that context into a book and just give the message with it that I wanted to give, because there's so much magic that happens in that 4-day class in person, you know, a live class. And I also have classes in Australia that I have a teacher teach for me. So I'm not the only teacher of it at this time, but I just kept going back to my heart and feeling like, no, that's not what this book is. I can always write a second book down the road if I want to, but this book is mainly here's some stories, here's what energy healing is, dip your toe in and see how this feels to you. And I'm really excited. I'm excited to get it out there. My practitioners are chomping at the bit, because they say, I need your book. So when people ask me about what I do, I can have them read your book so they understand it better before they come for a session.
That's fantastic. And so are you going to self-publish, or are you going to go the traditional route? What's the process for that?
I am self-publishing. Over the years, I've gone back and forth and had different, you know, offers for people saying they could publish it. I have probably about 3 friends who have self-published several books, and I don't know. There's pros and cons both ways, but in the end, I've decided I'm going to self-publish and put this out there. And I've actually hired a team to do my book launch. I keep saying that anything that's beyond where, you know, I know my limits. So anything that I think, I might need to have somebody help me with that.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, you have a beautiful talent and unique ability, and that's what you should be focusing on and not worrying about, you know, editing your book or getting it out there. Let someone else do that.
Okay.
That's a perfect solution.
Yeah.
So, and I know you're not techie, but I have to ask sort of a techie question. So as an entrepreneur, what piece of software is invaluable for you and your team? Maybe it's the way you communicate with your team, or what feels like, well, if we didn't have that, we didn't know what we'd be doing.
Well, one thing we use is central desktop, which is because I have 5 people that work for me. And so that keeps everything in one place. So instead of me sending emails out to different people and saying, now who was working on this specifically? And who's got my copy for this upcoming telesummit? I there's one central place that we can all go to and see where each project is at and who's worked on what. And yeah, that kind of keeps it more clear in my head and for anybody who's working for me also.
Yeah. It's the only way to camp. I'm a base camp girl that I don't know what I would do without it.
Yeah. So central desktop, pretty much same thing as base camp.
Perfect. And what book, now it could be a business book, it could be a spiritual book. What book has had a huge impact and influence on your life and what you're doing today?
You know, this isn't a business book. I have a lot of books that come to mind when you say that, but my number one favorite book always is The Alchemist by Paulo. I don't even know how to say his last name.
Paulo.
And do you know why? It's because I read it. I think it was right about the time I was starting my business, like actually putting my sessions online where people could go online and sign up. And the whole theme of that book is when you have a worthy goal, the entire universe conspires to help you achieve it. And that, I love that thought. That has carried me through the years of my business. It's not really a business book, but for me, I love knowing or thinking or having that feeling of, ooh, the whole universe is conspiring to help me be successful in this. Just that frame of mind is so helpful.
And I love that phrase. It's like, I have to admit, I recently read the book and it was fantastic. And I love that the universe is there just conspiring to help us along. And that's a beautiful thought to have no matter what we're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
So looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you know now, would you do anything differently?
I would have hired a VA earlier on. There were times when people would say, wow, your business is growing. You probably need to get a virtual assistant. And I wasn't quite sure what that was or what they did. And in my mind, I thought, it's easier for me to do it myself than to have to take the time to tell somebody else how I want it done and then hope that they do it to my satisfaction. And then once I finally, after a few years, hired a virtual assistant, I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, it changed my world. I should have done that early on. And also, that was right at the time when the online schedulers were coming out. There weren't a lot to pick from there. But once I discovered those, because I had an appointment with the feng shui lady and I went on her website and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I can just schedule myself online. There's an online scheduler. What? And so that was the next thing I did. Like that week, I made sure I got hooked up with an online scheduler. Literally, I used to stay up, 1 or 2 a.m. answering emails back and forth to people who were trying to schedule times with me, because I'd have to wait to hear back from so-and-so to see what time slot they took before I could email, you know, some slots to somebody else. And so using the technology of the online scheduler and getting a virtual assistant to help me, both of those I wish I would have done earlier in my business. But you know, we live and we learn.
We learn. I have to say, for my listeners, hiring a virtual assistant is one of the best things you can do. Not only does it, because especially with a virtual assistant, it's not like you're hiring someone full time. It's just what you need them for. So you could say, I only need you for 5 hours a week, but it really hones in on your management skills, because you start to realize, oh yeah. Like I always say, if you have someone do a project and you get it back and it's not what you want, it's not that they didn't do what you asked them to do, it's that you asked them to do the wrong thing.
Or something was lost in translation there. I've learned that about myself, that I have to be I think I was used to be afraid of, if I say this exactly perfectly how I want it, I will sound like a diva or too bossy or something. And I had to clear some energy for myself on that, because I found out that I did that. I wasn't exact enough in telling them how I wanted it. And so they'd interpret what they thought I was saying and give me something that was nice, but I'm like, oh no, that's not really what I meant.
Yes, it forces us to be very concise.
Yes.
So where do you see yourself going from here? How are you going to continue to build your platform?
Ooh, I want to do more speaking. I've had this dream. I have a dream, Kimberly. what I want to do, and I've worked with a few companies doing this, and it's so much fun. And my husband says, that's where your joy lies. Why don't you pursue that? Because now my Simply Healed is, I see that as just something under the Carolyn Cooper International umbrella. And it's kind of grown up. It's standing on its own 2 feet now. So I can back off a little bit. I've just recently split my websites. So I've got a separate carolyncooper.com and a separate Simply Healed, the official site of simplyhealed.com. My Carolyn Cooper isn't up at the moment. It's not quite done. But I love to work with companies where, you know, they'll bring me in and I'll either do, you know, a little 3-hour workshop or a 1-day workshop or something, just explaining energy healing and showing them little exercises they can do for themselves and things like that. And then spend the next 2 or 3 days working, like doing individual private sessions with their sales department. Or I recently worked with a realty firm and, you know, working one-on-one with each of their people. And it does amazing things for the company. And those individual sessions are not all about business. You know, I'm not spending an hour with each person just talking about their business skills or clearing their energy or aligning their energy for that. It's anything in their life, anything that comes up. And some of them are very personal problems that come up. But when you align all your sales team in their personal life and professional life, and then you get them all back together again, it's like, oh, this is amazing. Now we've got this crisp, clean sales team and everyone's got their energy aligned and balanced, and any weird clutter or energetic debris between the different team members is cleared up and gone. And then they can work together so much better. That's what I love to do. So that's, you know, next year or so, that's where I want to be headed, doing more of that.
And that's so valuable. And it's what's fantastic is that companies are now open to that and understanding. And I think that's a beautiful place for you to fit in and help so many people that wouldn't seek you out, probably, right? These people probably wouldn't seek you out on their own, but you're brought to them. And that's amazing.
Yeah, and I've wanted to do that for years. But like you said, there weren't a lot of businesses that were really open to that before. And now people get it and they see the value of it. So it's the timing's right now.
It's great. So any last bit of advice to my listeners, if they're thinking of starting their business and following their life passion, what's the last little golden nugget you can give them?
I would just say to always make sure that they're listening to their own inner voice, like honor your own gifts and skills and talents and the traits that you bring to the table. Honor those instead of trying to, you know, morph into some business person that you're not really, because that's not necessary. The world needs you as you are and who you are. And so to always just honor, you know, listen to that little voice within yourself and honor that. Because that won't lead you astray. That won't ever lead you astray. Just follow that and move forward with it and do it your way.
Yep. Listen to us. Listen to the inside. So key. And so if my listeners wanted to find you, where would they go look for you?
They can find me at www. Do I even need to say that anymore?
I don't think so, but okay.
Yeah. And just at simplyhealed.com. I also have a Simply Healed Facebook page and Simply Healed Twitter. And what else? I think I'm under Carolyn Cooper on most of the other social media. So yeah, but the best place to find me is at simplyhealed.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of your beautiful information and talking about the alignment of energy. I think just talking about it helps people think about how to put themselves back in alignment. So thank you so much.
Oh, my privilege. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And I'd like to remind my listeners, you can find more information about this show and about Carolyn and what she does at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Or if you want more information directly on this podcast, you can text MINDFUL to 58885 and get more information. And until next time, have a beautiful day.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.